Strong, rapid and sustained reductions in emissions are required to meet the climate challenge facing Ireland. That's according to the Climate Change Advisory Council, which has recommended carbon budgets and plans to reduce emissions by 51% over the next decade. The Council has finalised 2 5-year carbon budgets, plotting a course to those targets. Each budget will establish a ceiling for the total amount of emissions that can be released, and each sector, from agriculture to industry and transport and energy, will have to play its part. The sectoral breakdowns or sectoral emissions ceilings will be set by Minister Eamon Ryan. The first carbon budget, running from now until 2025, will see emissions reduced by 4.8% on average each year for 5 years, with greater pain backloaded into the second carbon budget, running from 2026 until 2030, when emissions must reduce by 8.3% on average every year. Dr. Dermot Tourney is Associate Professor in the School of Law and Government in DCU. Dr. Tourney, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, these carbon budgets, they signal the start of what we're told is an urgent, radical transformation, the most radical in our lives and to our economy. How radical are they? How will they change our lives?
They are indeed radical, and I think it's important to remind ourselves of why we are why we're embarking on this journey. We've seen unprecedented weather extremes across the world, estimated to be costing the EU $12 billion a year already. Climate change is no longer a distant threat in the future. It's here and now. The latest scientific report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was described as a code red for humanity. Globally, emissions are increasing, and nationally, our emissions have been increasing. So we have a really urgent job of work to do, really ambitious and challenging targets. But really, the reason the targets are so so challenging and so ambitious is because frankly, we've done so little here in Ireland for so long on our climate change targets. So there's no historical precedent for any country anywhere in the world making this scale of transition. Other countries are attempting something like it, reducing emissions by half over a decade. But it is really going to require fundamental change across all sectors of society and economy over the next decade.
Let's talk about what lies ahead and what we're going to have to do. What is the road that we are now on to get us to 2030?
Well, since the Industrial Revolution, we've built our economies and our societies around high-consuming fossil fuel driven growth, and so really it means re-engineering our economies and societies over the course of a generation, starting with the next decade. So, the challenges range across the energy sector. Transport, how we move around, how we plan our towns and cities, housing, how we build our homes, how we make them warmer and cleaner, and also big challenges in industry and of course in agriculture, which is a big challenge for Ireland in particular.
And we know we have to wait until Eamon Ryan, the minister, publishes the sectoral ceilings. These will be the ceilings for all of the sectors you're talking about there, from agriculture to transport to energy and so on. But we have some indication of where we are going here in terms of the targets that will have to be met. Agriculture, perhaps someplace between 21 and 30%, transport between 45 and 55% and so on. So these are, as you say, radical.
They are. Your colleague Paul Cunningham, in his reporting yesterday, was at pains to point out that these carbon budgets aren't about money. So the term budget can sometimes be confusing. They're caps on overall emissions. But where the analogy to a budget makes sense is that what's going to happen now is that different ministers, different government departments and different sectors of the economy are going to be engaged in horse trading, in fierce lobbying over the allocation of that overall effort to individual sectors, just as ministers would be lobbying in advance of the financial budget day. And so that process is yet to play out. We're expecting the public publication in the next week or two of the Climate Action Plan, and it's indicated that that Climate Action Plan will set out ranges of decarbonisation for each sector. And Daniel Murray in the Business Post reported that a little over a week ago. Some of the headline figures, as you said, agriculture with a range of 21 to 30%, energy much higher at 70 to 80%. So it's important to recognise that the burden of effort isn't being shared according to those leaked figures equally across society and economy. Some sectors are being asked to carry much more of the burden, particularly energy.
And will Minister Eamon Ryan need to be very strong to resist that lobbying that you're talking about, which I suppose could result in different sectoral breakdowns, you know, ending up doing less in one sector, having to do more in another?
Well, that's, if you like, the history of how we did climate policy. So we asked each sector, what are you prepared to contribute to the overall national effort to reduce our contribution to climate change? And inevitably, the result of that bottom-up process was that the overall effort wasn't sufficient. The beauty of the carbon budget system is that the overall target is fixed. A little bit, again, like a financial budget, the overall pie, the size of the overall pie is fixed. Mm-hmm. So that if one sector, if one minister lobbies to reduce the burden of effort on that sector of the economy, it means that another sector has to do proportionately more. Mm-hmm. There will be no doubt this process of horse trading between ministries and sectors of the economy, but okay. We know that they all have to add up to the 51% over the decade.
Dr. Dermot Tourney, Associate Professor of the School of Law and Government in DCU, thank you very much.